So my son Tyler Reynolds is in Russia. He's in St. Petersburg, Russia for the week.
I thought that was interesting that you were in Washington, D.C. at the White House and your son is in Russia. I mean, maybe not exactly the same time, but that I wonder if the Secret Service knows that somehow.
I don't think they care too much about me or my son, but he left on Saturday, the day that I got back, and I've been communicating with him via text, and I've been asking him, please, you know, send me some interesting pictures or tell me some weird stuff that's, you know, that you see over there. He's over there with some friends. They're leaving on Saturday. I think they're leaving Saturday, the day before the election or the day of the election that Putin will, of course, win. So he's sent me some stuff here. And one of the things that we were talking about was a picture. He sent me a picture of his, for some reason, a picture of his toilet. We were talking about the price of bottled water there. And he told me that a 2-liter bottle of water is only 35 cents. And so we had an exchange about that, about, well, how come, you know, that's really cheap.
Yeah.
And he seems to think, I don't know that he's right, but he seems to think that our country is the outlier with regard to expense for bottled water, that it's way more expensive for bottled water here than any other place. I'm not sure. I haven't looked into that, but that's what he seems to believe. But anyway,
it depends on where you buy it. Some places $4 or something like that is crazy.
Yeah, so he sent me a picture of the bottled water there, and I said it was sparkling water. And I said, how come that, you know, I'd be suspicious of the sparkling for 35 cents of what is making it it sparkle. But anyway, 360-733-5476, 360-733-KISM. Then I get a picture of a toilet from him for some reason, and I'm not sure why.
Your thoughts?
Hey, morning. I had a guess as to why Tyler sent a picture of a toilet.
Yeah?
Well, you asked him, you wondered where they're getting their sparkling water from. So his answer is coming up out of the toilet.
Yeah, that could be it.
That's my guess.
In that case, you better head back home soon.
That's exactly why it only costs 35 cents.
Exactly. That's right. All right, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you.
And then he sent me a picture, actually video, of the clock that is in his hotel in St. Petersburg. St. Petersburg, Russia, by the way, a city of 5 million people. So, you know, it's almost like, what is that? That's roughly Los Angeles size. It's bigger than Chicago.
Wow. Okay.
So he sends me a picture of, he sends me video of the clock in the hotel.
So it's not like a digital clock, and it's not like a old school click, click, hands clock.
This clock is also on a channel in every TV in the hotel. And the clock is, I will try to describe this. I'm going to show Brad the video so he can help describe it as well. The clock
is, it looks scary AF is what it looks like right now.
No, wait till you see it. The clock, and it changes every minute. It is a woman who, I don't know if she's in a shower. It's video of a woman who is in a shower or in a steamy
glass shower door.
I believe she's topless, and the time, she paints the time on what looks like your screen.
So it takes like a minute to draw the numbers, and then she starts over again.
Yes, so it's like you're looking inside a steamy shower window, and on the other side is a woman who is painting the time for you.
Wow.
And then changes it up she changes it every minute.
Now, when I first said it looked scary, when the screen was frozen, you couldn't really tell what was going on behind the shower. But now as she's moving around, I'm kind of like, okay, I'd probably look at the clock all day long.
Yeah, now is she, I can't tell if she's topless.
No, it looks like she's got some kind of red kind of, you know, like tube top thing on.
So something. She's painting 03:30, and then, you know, so it'd be 3:30, and now it's becoming 3:31, so she wipes off the zero, and then she gets, in black paint, she paints she changes out the zero with the one, and that is, that's the clock in the lobby of the hotel, And then that's on every TV, on a channel on every TV there.
That is bizarre.
So they do. That's how they do the time there. That girl gets paid for that.
She stands in a shower and paints numbers on the door.
gets paid for it over and over. Vladdy Putin's world right there. You know, he doesn't care that women might be offended by that as being the clock. A woman who is
How do you know the women can't get that clock? Guy standing in the shower.
Well, that's not what's in the lobby.
It's high noon.
What's in the lobby is the girl painting the time for everyone.